Good morning, everyone. Here is the top of the news. First of all, on weather, rain or drizzle brought some relief to the drought-parched central portions of the nation this morning. The wet area extends over Arizona, eastern Colorado, most of Kansas and Nebraska, and the Rocky Mountains. Heavy rain and hail hit eastern Colorado, but completely bypassed one drought-stricken county in the southeast corner. Generally cool weather prevails over the northern half of the country, but hot weather continues through most of the south. The Dateline Washington and a handful of votes is seen as the margin of victory, whichever side wins, as the Senate heads toward a showdown vote on Monday in the battle over farm price supports. Senator Aiken, the Republican from Vermont, predicts if all senators are present and voting, the Senate will approve a flexible program of from 80 to 90% of parity on basic crops. Aiken, as you probably know, is chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee and supports the administration plan for flexible price props. Senator Young, the Republican from North Dakota, the signal caller for a bipartisan group that favors an extension of rigid 90% supports, offers to bet a good steak dinner that Aiken and his prediction will be beaten. From Quebec, Quebec authorities will turn today to their leading medico-legal expert to determine the cause of quintuplet Emily Dionne's death after three strokes. An autopsy was ordered because of the prominence of the 20-year-old girl who gained worldwide fame as one of the quints and the fact no doctor was present when she died so unexpectedly. The foot race of this century will be run this afternoon in Vancouver, British Columbia. The only two men to crack the magic 4-minute mile since the invention of the stopwatch will run against each other in the climax to the British Empire Games. This is the dream race, but both of the miracle men won. There won't be any miracle probably this afternoon. Roger Bannister of England, who became the first man to crack the 4-minute mile on the 6th of May, and John Landy of Australia, who did it again and faster 46 days later, say they will be watching each other, not the clock. Saigon, Indochina, an official ceasefire was declared in Cambodia today, completing 4 of the 5 stages to halt the Indochina war. The war will end officially next Wednesday when a ceasefire is ordered in southern Vietnam around Saigon. Washington, Senator Ferguson predicts the Senate will get a chance to vote before the November election on the issue of censuring Senator McCarthy. But Senator Monroney of Oklahoma expects the intensified political atmosphere of the campaign for control of Congress to delay any such showdown until late in the year, if not until next January. Here in Chicago, the Illinois American Legion has severed its support of the Girl Scouts of America, charging that un-American influences exist in the girl organization's literature. Convention delegates took the formal action in a roaring voice vote last night after 90 minutes of lively debate in which opponents assailed the resolution as silly. A spokesman for the Girl Scouts denies the Legion's charges and terms the action regrettable. Kansas City, Missouri. If the Democrats capture control of Congress from the Republicans in November, they'll have to give a lot of credit to that old political warrior, former President Harry S. Truman. He delivered a fighting pep talk last night to a meeting of Democratic leaders gathered to map a money-raising drive to finance the coming campaign. A few hours after the ex-president's pep talk, the Democrats upped their congressional campaign fund goal from $475,000 to $1 million. Truman says he plans to take an active part in the campaign. He believes the Democrats will carry the House by a substantial margin and also capture a majority of the Senate's 96 seats. From Bonn, Germany, the West German government offers a reward of 500,000 marks, that's roughly $119,000, for any information that will clear up the strange disappearance of its former security chief, Dr. Otto John. Government officials, of course, hope that the huge reward will lure some East German commie who knows the true details of the John case to desert to the West. The offer holds good until October 31, 1954.